Razor clams in South Central Alaska are a historic sport and commercial seafood that locals will recall with memory, unavailable for harvest now. For sport fishing, beaches along the entire Kenai Peninsula were once abundant harvest sites. The Clam Gulch State Recreation Area was a popular spot for diggers. An Alaska Department of Fish and Game film from 1974 reports that during peak weekends, hundreds of cars and campers park along the road up to a mile and a half from the beach access road. Up to 3,600 diggers have been counted here, and 1,600 diggers have harvested as many as 41,000 clams in one day. The 1974 film speaker notes that diggers and harvest increase annually. It was a crowded, active, busy, social scene at a campground that is now mostly quiet and empty. It's amazing to think how popular the fishery once was. As soon as the road was put into the Kenai Peninsula, climbing was one of the primary sport industries people came to for harvest, says Mike Booz, area manager in the Homer, Alaska Department of Fish and Game office. Mike shared a link for this film with me after I saw biological presentations on current razor clam population status during the Ketchikan Bay Science Conference. What caught my attention in his presentation was an academic biological paper studying clam beds in the Cordova area and near Chiswick Island on the west side of Cook Inlet, published in 1930. What I wanted to know was what prompted the early composition. Who was visiting the territory of Alaska? What was bringing attention to Alaska clams? Booz says it was just the potential for commercial fisheries and razor clams. There are very few stocks that have had that level of monitoring, especially for sport fish stocks. Now that the east side of Cook Inlet is exclusively sport, is probably one of the longest studied sport stocks in Alaska. There is a current commercial fishery on the west side of Cook Inlet. The fishery is prosecuted through commissioner's permits, and the contracted fishermen change frequently. The processing facility has been involved for a long time, Booz explains. The seafood company is now based in Portland, Oregon. They have a plant in Nikiski and have their property, cabins, and gear to do all of their clamming at Polly Creek. During harvest, the clams are delivered by air every day from the west side to Nikiski and then flown south and delivered fresh to Pacific Northwest retail and restaurants. The supervising company, Pacific Seafood, is a historic West Coast operation with retail connections to Cook Inlet beginning in 1988. Harvesters did not fish last year, 2020, because of COVID. We talk briefly about the historic commercial clamming and what was happening farther southwest down the coastline, past Cook Inlet, in the Swickshack and Halo Bay area. Those are the specific beds referenced in the Weymouth paper. For more information, I looked to publications from the National Park Service. The most thorough and specifically related to a razor clam commercial industry was Buried Dreams, the rise and fall of a clam cannery on the Katmai coast. One of the main sources of material for this publication is from the scrapbook of Frida Nielsen, a Homer woman who worked at the cannery as a clam clipper in the summer of 1925. I looked into finding potential relatives and contacts in Homer, but haven't confirmed any to share yet. This is Emily Springer.